the mocha for the dinner in Australia, which the Mishnah taught in the Gila and the Brisa, extended the dinner in Australia to Halal, Kriyashma, and Tfila. So Tfila and Halal, the Shem and Shem, the Kula, this dish, and also the mocha for the dinner in Gila, and the Seder in Gila. I'm going to be open and I'm going to be open. This is the only name of the king of the Hashem. And being a professional, I'm also going to be on my Seder. Later, the Gemara is going to say here in the Pesach Rabba that if it had already been introduced, if you have to have around 5 minutes after the Pesach Rabba, 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 okay. The Khan Kashis has come to us. The Master Pirashash of the Brachos Rebbe and Tzarek Zolayim Sevi. The Pirash, the Mitzvah of Atas and the Brachos, the Shach of Atas and Yayim. The person realizes that he's holding by the Yushalayim Yerachah, and he realizes he didn't say Yerachah either. The Mitzvah of Achas when the Brachos of Shachar Achas for him, Shatzar of Lachzor, Sha'omet Osa Brachos of Shachar for Rachim Sha'iliska, we don't make Tfilasa. The Kashya, the Rekay, who Omer Shem Nesri Brachos on the Kray, the Hachar Chazim of the Shem of the Kuba Hiske, and also the Allah Seder. And here the Farish Hassam, Ela had said that the Lahav of Shalosh of Shalosh of Shalosh of Hormuz, the Kozo of Rosh, the Shalosh of Shachar of Achas, and the Kozo of Rosh of Shachar. The government member of the Mata Hakol Kesele. Okay, so the Tosis is pretty straightforward. It's interesting that the Tosis is covered the Kashi here on the Gemara of Shara Kikuli. The Tosis doesn't ask in Rashi, the din of the Mafreya, that's like Megillah. So also you can't insert a pasuk anywhere you want. And in Kriyishma, you can't insert a pasuk anywhere you want. So Tosfos doesn't ask on Rashi from that. And they only ask on Rashi from the Hishtish when Asher Brachos on the Seder. So it's not because this is more Mefuch, because here it says the 18 Brachos have to be on the Seder. Now, Kochonim, Lechora, there's also a little bit of an opening here, a little bit of, you find maybe a little bit of a chavah of the Shavah. You mentioned that the Shiva Saranda, the Raman points that the Dinah Mafreya is not, that the details of the Dinah Mafreya are not identical by each case that the Vaisa is mentioned. And specifically, the Raman says, Omer Anila Tarkishma, that the Dinah Mafreya doesn't apply to the Seder HaKashas. It only applies to Seder HaKashas, the Seder HaKashas, of course, to Seder HaKashas within the Kashas. It doesn't apply to the Seder HaKashas themselves. And so the Vifayn, notwithstanding, so the Vifayn doesn't have to be identical. The Vifayn doesn't have to be identical. But twice you see in Kashas also, maybe a little bit of the Kashas also, don't see that as such a half-fast. Maybe not, maybe just this is more than foolish. But the beautiful Shal Indian, so I was wondering as follows. Again, it's a little bit, today's a little bit Shaloba Yisra Rosa. But the beautiful Shal Indian, I was wondering the Shita Sarama as follows. The Gemara, again, the Mishnah tells us that there's a din of Prayer and Gila, and then we have a Lahad and Gila. How do you know? Then the Vaisa extends the din of Prayer, passes off the din of Prayer, the Halakirishan and Gila. For each case, we want to know what the marker is. What's the marker that the Gemara gives for the din of Prayer by Krishna? According to the Rabbi, it's the Divine Hadra, okay? So the Maaseh, according to most Rishonim, maybe all the Shabbat, to hold the Keshma Darais as either just Pasuk Rishon or maybe even Parsha Rishon. That's the way that Pasuk Rishon, Chibasa Rashba, Parsha Rishon, and the Kedusha Rashba says that it should be Rashba and Beis Rabbas, Shabbat Zayat, two parshas, the Kibbutz is not really like that, Tosis is not really like that. Not according to all of them, what the Gemara means is that on whatever element of the Da'arais of Kirish is, you have it on the and then called the Tikkun Rabban came the Da'arais of Tikkun, whatever the Chazal added on, so they also added on with the Da'arais of Tikkun. That's the hefer if you have to say. And the Gemara just doesn't spell all this out. The Gemara says the top thing, the Gemara says only the Gemara face value. The face value, the Gemara says that the din the Machweva Kirish was a din that I saw. But honestly, I think the Prima Gondim was already noticed this. And Kayim certainly put his finger on it. The Mashmos and the Rambam at the beginning of Paragam took his Kirish. So in the very beginning of the Krishna, the Rambam writes as follows: Pa'amayim b'chol yom kol Krishna ba'erev v'boker shenamru v'shach b'chol v'kavecha v'shosh b'ne'odim v'shachim v'shderach b'ne'odim v'shachim v'zeh olayla v'shosh b'ne'odim omnim v'zeh v'yom v'ma'u kore shlosh v'parshus eilem. Excuse me. V'ma'u kore shlosh v'parshus eilem sh'ma'voyim sh'ma'o na'yom ועדים עם דקרס כבר ששמר כדי שאיך ויוכל השם והבוסר ותלמיד ראשי התקשור איך הגודל של כל תולי בו ואחרי המוהלי המשבור שיש בו ציווי על שבור כל המצווס ואחרי כך מה שציץ זה שגם יש בו ציווי זכיר מספר המצווס אך אחרי שהמצווס זה נגד בלילה בונוס ובלילה ושיש בו זכר מציאס מצרים ומצווה להזכיר מציאס מצרים ביום ובלילה שנאמר למרציס כוס ימציאס מרציאס 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 Kriyas Shalosh Parshas Eva Al Seva Zeh He Ha Nikris Kriyas Shema. So the Mashmos is pretty clear in the Rambam that through Halacha Gimel everything he's saying is within Daraisa, and he's telling you what constitutes the what part of that, what comprises the mitzvah Daraisa of Kriyas Shema. Ha'ayim Chol Yom Korin Kriyas Shema, which is the din darasa, and then he says with kriya shalosh parshas eva he and nikris kriya shma. It's true. Here he said I'll say this, but later he's going to tell you the foolish. So what I was wondering is as follows: maybe according to the Rambam, this is a gemal gechidish, right? The Rambam amongst all the Rishonim, so the Rambam is of the opinion that by kriya shma all three parshas are darasa. But that does seem to be pretty clear that is the Shita Saramba. But however the Rambam came to that conclusion, that's not so much our opinion at the moment. But given that fact, so maybe when you learn this Gemara, if you think that all three parshas are that nice, then there's no reason whatsoever to have to shuk more into the Gemara. If there's an implicit ke'em da'araisa tiknuha, and that just like there's a l'mafreya and kriyashma da'araisa, so the Gemara is da'ta'ta, we're supposed to finish the sentence, it's also l'mafreya and kriyashma da'araisa. No, there's kriyashma da'araisa, which is all three factors, and then there's l'mafreya da'araisa. Now, if you say that, and what's the multiple of doing that very device of creation? Vahoy Bahavayas and Yahu. So says the Rambam, Vahoy Bahavayas and Yahu is in the parasha of Shema Yisrael. The Pasuk of Shema Yisrael comes before the Pasuk of Bahavayas. That's Bahavayas and Yahu. And in the parasha of Vahoy Yom Shemoa, that Pasuk comes before the Nasati of Bahavayas. That's Bahavayas and Yahu. You can't say the fact that the parasha of Shema has to come before the Hayim Shema. The Hayim Shema before the Yomim. That's Bahava Yosef Yehud. Bahava Yosef Yehud. The Yomim is in Parsha Shlach. There isn't even any Ritzifos in the three. So now the Rambam is saying is Mavish Ahechef. And within the Rambam, the Shitasa, that the three parshios, all three parshios of Bar Musa, and to say that Chazal introduced an additional din l'mafreya, just because of the rationale which is articulated in the Mishnah, again, the same parik in the Mishnah, as long as that Mechash Shemaim Oyim Shemaim, the Hakim Kabbalah Zomit Shemaim Tvila, and then Kabbalah Zomit Mitzvahs. It makes sense that that is not face value. It's a very compelling thing. So the Rashba quote itself seems to be pretty foolish.
Nevertheless, it's no good. Even though it's a serious
compelling. Within the Rambam Mishutasa, that all three parshas are their own. So then the Rambam's own harmony is very compelling. If, on the other hand, you go with any of the other shittas, that less than three parshas is their own. So then al kocha, there's a second din and atreya. It's very stubborn. If Chazal created this chesed of creation, and they imposed the din l'mafreya on it, so you talk about the din l'mafreya. It's like the seder parshas as well.
No, I'm there to mention it, but just the Rambam, how he starts halacha gimel. It's so hard to understand, to me at least, that he's saying that's din d'oraisa. If all three parshas were din d'oraisa, why is he to go and say, you know what? Tzitzis, that's not so shaykh tonight time, because you know we don't really have mitzvahs lazman tzitzis. Why do you have an alternate reason to say tradition was so we include it? But if it's a din d'oraisa, unless you say the chacham came and decided what the din d'oraisa, because you had to say, like, it almost made it sound like we really shouldn't have included it in the Sukkot Shema night, but we have a different reason, so we put it in there. Implying that there was more like leeway for the chacham as opposed to really being a din d'oraisa.
Right, so I think the answer is as follows. So in the beginning of the first volume of the Yotzeh Shirim, so the Rav has this Yotzeh Shirim. So in that, I think he says that within the Shittas of Rambam, there is a difference within the Shittas of Rambam, the all three parshas and the rest, there's a difference between the third parsha and the first two parshas. First two parshas, the Torah dictates the parshas themselves. When you go to one, these two parshas. The third parsha is there for Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim. But because See, it has to do with this Gemara in Yudal and the Beis also. That the Kitzur, what the Rav calls in the Pashas is as follows. That the Mashmos in the Gemara is that the first two Pashas of the Raisa were the Rambam and the Dalaram. The third Pasha is the Raisa because the Rambam holds exactly where the Rambam got this from. Maybe it's goofy from this Gemara, but whatever. Where the Rambam got it from, the Rambam thinks that Zakir's Sitzias Mitzrayim, Yudal Raisa, is part of Mitzvah's creation. It has to be integrated into Mitzvah's creation with the Raisa. So the Emma says the Torah didn't specify this parasha. So that's why there's room to be rationalized and why we're saying this parasha before the Rambam wrote, but because the Torah doesn't specify the parasha. The parasha says in the Torah, if you would say something else, which had Zephyr that's here for time, you would also be able to say that the
but still it's a din as part of creation.
Right. So basically, when we say three parshas of the Raisa according to the Rambam, what it means is two parshas plus the first yes. Represents its meaning. So the word Shema represents the meaning of the word Shema. The word Vahakta represents the meaning of the word Vahakta. But a name doesn't represent the meaning. Geographically, that piece of land is called Mitzrayim. In English, we have a different name for it than Lashon HaKodesh has for it. But Egypt isn't the translation of the Mitzrayim. The same way, God, Lord, whatever word you use, it's not a translation of the word.
spoke to Rabbi Ben Vicky, but someone argued with him, there were two sons and daughters. How it applies to if you make a mistake in landing on a name of a city, specifically about a name of a city, Ramesses.
And he said, maybe the Ramah shouldn't, the Ramah is about it.
Right. So Rabbi Ricky said that you don't correct. Look, there's no meaning to the name at all. So there's no, just because it changes a little letter, pronunciation, whatever. It doesn't change because it's not an inherent meaning. The other said no, just the opposite. Because it's only Mamash's name.
Can't judge it by that standard.
Right. So it totally goes the other way around. And even a tiny little difference, it's not the name anymore. But that's that Nakuda that I think Rabbi's pointing out.
Most of the Ramah doesn't mention the children, but doesn't mention the school, did I hear? Obviously, there's a difference with Haloshan is a very big Shabbos attack thing. Every word in Kurdish means so many things, there are so many levels. Okay, so obviously in terms of the different halachas, we can never recreate all of that, but it's a very, very big thing to the end of it, what we needed. Trying to dress up the reform in from attire. So the Kaviyakol were providing a model for everything they were doing. One of the first things they wanted to do is change the city into German. So that's it. Tefillah's B'chaloshim, Kriyashman's B'chaloshim. So the Gedolim all saw through the sound, they all saw what the agenda really was. Okay, but since they were pretending that they were doing it because of this, so you had to respond on that level as well. It's obviously that the Gedolim understood what was happening and where they were headed. So one of the more fascinating objections to the whole Russia is that I forget which of the Gedolim men said that the whole Russia means the original Shiva Shabbos. The original Shiva Mishnah. So you'd have to know that the German was one of the original Shiva Mishnah. Okay, a little bit of the next Gemara. I don't know, but I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just one or two halachas. It's talking about the nine children of Avraham Shemem, Avraham Shemem, and Hanidim. The nine children of Gurus. Again, so the truth of Shemekir of Nachat Hazal is that the B'nai Elim is who David HaMelech is addressing. But you, B'nai Elim, right? You, the sons of the Elim, so Chavul Hashem. And what should you give Chavul Hashem? Chavul Hashem. Hazal say no, that also means Chavul Hashem. What should you give B'nai Elim? You should invoke the Elei Ha'aretz. You should invoke the Titans. You should invoke the Sposa of the Olas. So it's interesting that this long braisa here the first three. It's interesting how the Lashem changes, right? The first three brachos is minayin, minayin, minayin. After that, everything is marva ulama. Right? Marva ulama. Bina, Acha, Kedusha, Shinam, Maro, Machuva, Acha, Bina, Maro, Loma, Simcha, etc. So what's the significance of that? Again, it's minayim, and then ma'avodah. So the process is like this. It doesn't seem from any of the psukim that Chazal is quoting here that they darshan from these psukim what we should be expelled from. So for instance, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, because it's really when he talks about Chazal introducing said text to Shmoneh Esrei. The Rambam describes the impetus of that doing goes well now, so people, their language became a big mishmash, a big hybrid, and they couldn't really express themselves adequately. So because of that, Kevin Shiro Ezra Bezdina Kafak Aleph Halacha Dalit. Under the tikkun v'hem shmon esrei brachas on the seder shalom kishenu shevach Hashem shalom shachronos v'goyim v'emtzayos yesh b'hem she'elas kol hadvarim shehen k'mo ovos l'chol chepze ish v'ish l'tzorki hatzibu akula. So the passage says how do they darshan from the psuk of what we need to ask for? Chazal understood what the main categories are that we need to be mevakesh for. Elamai, everything in tefillah, so Chazal, as it were, to, I don't know, validate, I'm not sure what the right word is, the same way the Gemara Brachos says, Hanei Shavu the Shabbat Kenegad Me, and Hanei Tesha the Rosh Hashanah Kenegad Me, and Hanei Yerkes Kenegad Me. There should be nothing just sort of, nothing which is a pure in Chazal, which is just ours that we impose upon tefillah. There's going to be something kavu and tefillah. You look to anchor it in, it needs to be anchored. So that's what the Maharal Lomer is. Why did Chazal ask for that? Because Chazal understood that's the most basic need a person has. A person doesn't know that. He doesn't know that he should be over the Hashem. He doesn't know that what's important in life. He doesn't know what to ask for in life. And under the most basic, bakasha that a person has is for das. Elamai, he wanted that everything should be anchored in with some kind of asmachta in the psukim. That's what the Maharal Lomer. Now, al derech zeh, yitochen that the yalfusna, yitochen that the first three brachos is type of more than that, and that there's a difference between the relationship between the psukim and Chazal and Kodesh. And everything else, as it were, again, I'm not sure what the word is. It's a validation of what Chazal sort of thought on their own. On their own, Chazal thought you have to ask for coffee, you have to ask for children, you have to ask for sleep on the people, you have to ask for gula, you have to ask for refuah, etc. Here it's taka from the psukim. A little bit of perhaps smooth on the path, but for this pshat, at least with regard to the gimel that we've shown us, there's an interesting Rashi in Brachos. On Chochesa Mitbeis, when the Gemara says, Hani Yudchas Kenegin Me. So Omer Pele Bredu Pshmul Ban Achmeni Kenegin Yudchas Asparish Amadam Behovel Hashem Behovel. If you count that the Shemos Hashem in Havel Hashem Bnei Eilim, there are Yudches Asparos in Havel Hashem Bnei Eilim. The question is, so So what? Because of the sun, because Chazal had longer bikkias and say Matilim, they were able to come up with a capital that has a good as so that's how was that relevant to Rosh? So Rashi obviously is coming to fruition. That so Rashi says, "Hagav Hashem ben Ha'ilim, shehu remez la'avos v'ruos fedushas Hashem k'daminu b'Rosh Hashanah." This part of the Vaisa is also in Rosh Hashanah on the base. When the Gemara is talking about the Seder Habakkuk in the Rosh Hashanah, they kashim nesim. Hagav Hashem ben Ha'ilim, shehu remez la'avos v'ruos fedushas Hashem k'daminu b'Rosh Hashanah minayin shem la'avos tamalom Hagav Hashem ben Ha'ilim. So for Rashi, it sounds like, in order for Rashi not to be circular, so it sounds like that, again, Remez, but Remez as in Remez, the Eitim Zomim, and Atom, and not. Remez means that it's there. It's not cute, Pastor Shah, that's not what it means. It means, no, that the Chazal have a Kabbalah, that this capital in Tilden, is being miramez to how you begin to be in the Hashtas in Mahafi, so then you can use the number of Asparas in this capital Tilden as a source or as a, again, an anchor for how many brachas you're going to have in your Shvan Asher. So you see the whole floor from this Rashi, and again, Rashi will tell you, thank you for the compliment, let's not read it, it's not. You see quoting from the Gemara, the way Rashi is explaining to us, that there is, that Chazal understand that the capital of Havu Hashem in the Eilim is not being Ramez, something about a Seder HaTfilah. So that's not very good. So Minayin Shalom, there's a difference between all these psukim that are being quoted in terms of giving Rishonos and everything subsequent. Tosis Kasha on Rashi, again the Rashi and Brachas is only opinion, then the Messiah, so if you forgot a Brachas, you can insert it for whatever you remember. So Tosis says, no, Hishtesh Vanessa, Brachas on the Seder. You see, the Seder applies to all Yom Kas. Okay, so obviously, with Rashi somehow read, he's going to tell you that the Hishter is a Bin Lachatvila. The Hishter doesn't mean that you pull that. Wonder whether or not there's a little bit of a siyur to Rashi. Again, we mentioned that at the end here in the Pesach and Aleph, the Gemara says to understand already that the Canaan and Chekhmas is out of the name coming to Vien. They're on the side of the Brachos. So what's Shimon HaKupili doing so much later? What's he doing? So the Gemara says, Shpachim because of the Sidur. The question is, how did that happen? So already with Haigon can't understand how we would have forgotten the true. How can it be that we forgot what true is until you have a something where we have both, so there, if I go and talk, he says, no, all the good ones there, we never really forgot. So the Rambam type, it doesn't go without the Paigon. And the Rambam says, V'ruch HaGolios, V'ruch HaYomim, we talk, it did forget it. Chach, Rosh Hashanah is once a year, but three times a day, 6 days a week. Okay, granted, you may have Zahar that weren't in it because Tanosh Manasseh meant you had an Amar, not just to be able to buy a Siddur and be literate, but you had to know everything by heart. How many, I don't know, but maybe if it was never really Malakai, so then maybe it's a little easier to understand. guess, or maybe people weren't so particular necessarily in preserving the Seder HaBrachos until there were many different versions floating around, and we didn't know anymore what the Lechatchila second version had been. Maybe it's a little easier to understand how this would have evolved. The Shchokon would have happened according to Rashi and then according to Tosfos. Once a year is easier than the theory. You can see the Rambam disagrees with the Bible. Once a year is like most people in your show get to say half a month of Shani. You'll definitely get two answers. Once a year is out of here. Maybe one other just want to share a question here. In the Seder HaBrachos, Rambam says that the Seder HaBrachos obviously is just fleshing out a less detailed structure of Sheva Pekah Shehoda. Again, back to the beginning of Perek Aleph in the Hilchos Tefillah. In Halacha Beis, where the Rambam is talking about the rice of Tefillah, so the Rambam writes a few mitzvah zor kapur. So if you take a look, the Lecha Mishnah already notices, and similarly earlier the Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer noticed this also, that the Mashmas and the Rambam is that this structure of Shalom HaKash and Hukra is the Raisa. So Mela, the Lecha Mishnah says, half a Malka we have, because the Gemara says in Einomden, Ba'olim Yisado Odom Shvacho Shal Malka on the Afrikah Yisfala. First you say Shvach, and then you say Rakosha. And then the Lacha Mishnah himself quotes the Mabit. Valkyr Yosef Kosu, Lois Karsh, the Hefer, Begam, Be'ina Yipalek. Now, Kalkon, whatever the answer to that is, the Rambam has that the structure, Shevach, Kosh, Shevach, Kosh, just Agam, it's also Kosh, it's a Shavua. But why does the Lacha Mishnah think that there's even a partial Malkah from Vashanan? If Vashanan is a model for what the structure of Tefillah is, and it doesn't have Odor, so it should be a Drifter. The Lacha Mishnah thinks it's a 50% Malkah. If for whatever reason the tefillin Vashanan is supposed to correspond to the structure of Tefillah Deraisa, so then it's a drift. But then it's a love, then it's a kosher, because it got shvach interrupted the tefillin. Rama. Because Moshe Ben was holding a developed backlash, and the prophet was gone, because the prophet pulled the blood. Okay, so then it's no steer, it's no drift of what you don't find there. Either way, the shaila is, how does that sort of conform then when the Rambam says that Chazal introduced, back to Allah Adal that we read before, when Chazal introduced the said text, so Kevin Shirai, Ezra Bezdin, a path under the Tikkun of Shmanas, a Rafa's on the Seder, Shalosh Rishon is Shabbat Hashem, Shalosh Achron is Kodoya, and so is Exaltim. So just, Shalosh Achron is Kodoya, all that sounds fine and good till you're in the city and you look at what we actually said. I mean, Sim Shalom is, Kosher, man, it's good about so far. But say is not really Hodor either. But say is also Bakasha. So Mordim is Hodor. So the question is twofold. Number one, is Sahadis Ram and Tala, the Shalom Shachron, this is so bad. And number two, how would Chazal, within their Seder HaBrachos, conforming to the Daraisa of Shalom HaKashim and Tala, if they don't end up on a note of the Hodah? First, talk about how the Takanas Chazal of the Yotes Brothers, how does that sort of mesh with the Dinda Raisa, the Dinda Raisa of Shalom HaKashim HaDar? You almost wonder if on a certain sense and on a certain level, the Bracha of Sim Shalom is. Again, in obviously, the halacha in many contexts, this isn't intended literally. But you almost wonder if the bracha of Sim Shalom is almost an appendage to Shemana Esrei, meaning in the following sense. Let's say the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah on the days. When the Mishnah is telling us the most of Shemana Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, it tells us the order of the brachas. So the lesson of the Mishnah is that the last three brachos are Avodah Hodah and Birkas Kohanim. So you wonder if this follows, right? The pasuk says in Parshas Shmini that Aaron Dukan at the conclusion of Avodah, right? Vayered Vayisa Aaron's cup of Elohim Vayivokin, Vayered Asas Katas with Avodah, the Katas of Shalom, Vayered Asas Katas of Shalom. So Aaron Dukan at the conclusion of Avodah. So we should really have Birkas Kohanim at the conclusion of Tefillah. So you almost wonder if on a certain level, yeah, I don't mean in terms of Dini Hafsek and Tefillah, I don't mean any of that obviously. Because the Dini Hafsek are different, don't mean any of that. But if you wonder if conceptually, on a certain level, Sim Shalom, Chazal, as it were, saved one of the Yudukas Gokos to introduce as an appendage of Tefillah, obviously a Tefillah Ritva, as an appendage of Tefillah to flesh out as a Bakusha which accompanies Birkas Kohanim. But the Ne'emah says, on a certain level, conceptually, on a certain, again, not that we've got to be in a Hepsek or anything like that, obviously not, but that on a certain level, the Shmona Esrei culminates with Hatoshim Kol Chodah Lahodos. That's why you look at now, as opposed to really what should have been the end of Shmona Esrei. And then the Sim Shalom is for some Mushmeh and Yisrael and Yamachim, like I think the Gemara says over here. When I go along Sim Shalom, not the way it's called, the Sim is so Mushmeh and Yisrael and Yamachim. That we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should fulfill, that he should bring to fruition the growth of the Kohen.
And they also explain why we say Osa Shalom Yom at the end of Shemot Esrei. It's really an appendage to the end of Shemot Esrei, and that theme of Shalom also appears again.
So that's what I was wondering. Maybe that's the check. Maybe at least in terms of the second of our two questions. So maybe on one level, it's as if. I'm trying to think of what the right vocabulary is here. But it's as if that on one level, the Shemona Esrei ends with a Toshin Kokon Elohados, and then sort of the unit of Shemona Esrei, which includes Birkas Kohanim, then has Birkas Kohanim and Sim Shalom. Obviously, Sim Shalom is Manake, and obviously, you can't be Hafsik at that point. Bechula Bechula doesn't have enough to be in any of these things. But maybe that's the pshat in terms of how it. Does that explain that the first question, not really, about the Shalom Brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So maybe, So Rashi says it means it's Chadar Milsa, and that Hodor is also Avodah. Now look, the Rambam have some different understanding of what Avodah with Hodor Chadar Milsa is, and would that help make a dent in our first question? So I don't know. I mean,